Begin the current daf, Masechta Zevachim, daf Tzadi Tes. Begin on the top line of the Yamin, where the Gemara begins the Gemara's discussion of the previous mission, which opened up this Perek Tefil Yoyim, which discusses primarily the halachas of division of the karbanos. When the carbon is brought, the Kahanim eat parts or all of the meat of the carbon. So on that, the mission opened up by saying that a Tefil Yoyim, a Mechus Kippurim, they do not divide from the carbon to eat in the evening, even though the Tefil Yoyim will be permitted to eat that night after your mirsas and the time period when the carbon can be eaten. Still, he cannot divide from that carbon. On that, asked the Gemara, Manan Amila, where do we know this from? The Tefil Yoyim does not get a portion in that day's carbonas. So Amar Shlakish says, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Beyikra, HaKoyin HaMachate Oysa Yechlano, the Koyin that does the Avoida, he's going to eat it. Which we read, Koyin HaMachate Yoichel, which the word Machate is from the word of throwing the blood of the carbon of the Chatas. The one who throws the blood, who does the Avoida, Yoichel, he's the one that eats the meat of the carbon. Shein HaMachate Ein Yoichel, sounds like from the Pasuk, but if he doesn't do this Rika, doesn't do the Avoida, he doesn't eat the meat of the carbon. Now that asks Rish Lakish, the Kalalahu, is that a general rule? I mean, in other words, this whole discussion of the questions and answers is all Rish Lakish leading up to where he's going to have to interpret the Pasuk, that it talks about the division, and that's where we're going to learn out that the Tefil Yoyim does not divide from the meats of the carbon. Because the question is, how can you say that only the one who does the actual avoid is the one who eats from the carbon? V'hari mishmaru kula, the kahanim were split up into different mishmaris into different groups. There was a certain group of kahanim that were in that day's avoid. So that whole group, the emachatin, that they don't spray the blood. Meaning only one of the kahanim, we don't have 20 kahanim spraying the blood. One person from that beis av, from that family, he goes and he sprays the blood for all of them who are doing the avoda. And yet, all the kahanim from that mishmer divide and eat the meat of that carbon. So you can't say it's only the one who actually does the chitu, does the zrika, eats the meat. Rather, what do you have to interpret the pasuk? It means ro lechitu kamin. It means whoever's fit to spray the blood of the carbon is going to eat from the meat of the carbon. But that's also difficult. Hari katan, you have a minor. The inner ro lechitu, who is not fit to spray the blood of the carbon, because he's not valid to do that avodah, as the Gemara learns out in Chulin of Chavdal Mabez, me'ish zarach l'dereisam, it has to be a man and not a minor. A minor is not fit to do that avodah. And yet, v'aychel, as the Gemara says in Menachas of Ein Gimel Amud Aleph, says ish ka ha'achiv, only an ish divides the meat of the carbonus, but a cotton does not divide. Now, from the fact that we're excluding a minor from the division, obviously, but that he does eat from the meat of the carbon. And moreover, the pasuk says, "Kol zachar," every male gets to eat from the meat of the carbonus, which includes even the minor. So, it can't be only someone that's fit to do that avodah that could eat, because the minor could eat. Elamai chalana, rather, what does it mean when it says whoever's going to do that avodah, which we say means fit to do that avodah, will be yachlen, will eat it? It means yachlekena, he'll divide it to go ahead and eat it. Oh, so therefore, says Rosh Lakish, this is the interpretation of the pasuk. Ro lechitui chaylik, if you're mechate, meaning not literally doing the avodah, but you're fit to do the avodah, then yechlena doesn't mean that you're going to eat it. It means that you'll be fit to get the portion of it, to get the chaylik, which is to get the division of it, to be able to eat it. Oh, but she ain't a ro lechitui ain't a chaylik. But if someone's not fit to do the avodah, then he's not going to get a portion in that day's karbanis, and this is where we learn that halacha of the Mishnah, which says Tefil Yoyim ain't a chaylik. A Tefil Yoyim does not get from the division because he's not roi lechitui, because he can't do the avodah, because he's a Tefil Yoyim, he's only tar when it gets evening, and therefore he's not going to be what we say yachlana, doesn't mean literally eating, it means to say he's not going to get the chalukah in the karbanis. And that is the Gemara, Bahari Balmum. But you have a blemished kayin, the inner roi lechitui, where he's not fit to do the avodah. Baal Mum, the Torah says explicitly, can't do the avodah. Yet v'chaylik, as we said in the Mishnah, he does get portions in the karbanah that day. That says the Gemara, because Baal Mum, Rachmana Rabbi. A Baal Mum, a blemish kohen, the Torah explicitly includes him, that he does get from the chalukah. As the pasuk says in Meyikra, kol zorcha b'kahanim, every male amongst the kahanim, says Yoichel will eat the karbanahs. L'rabbis Baal Mum, which that comes to include the blemish kohen, which the Gemara later on, the Afkor Bezim and Alv, says, although the words in the pasuk say, Yoichel, it means regarding the chalukah, the getting a portion in the karbanis, because if we'd be talking about the actual eating, we wouldn't have to have a reboot to include a balmum. The pasuk explicitly says, it says that the balmum could eat. If we're including him in this kol zachar, every male amongst the kahanim, it doesn't mean eating, it means that he even gets a chalik in that, and therefore we're including him. And that's why he has this halacha. But if someone does not have explicit reboot like the Tefil Yoyim, since he's not fit to do the avodah, he does not get a chalukah, a chelik, in the meat of the karbanos of that day. And that has the Gemara. But the Eimah Kol Zachar, maybe we should say the drasha is not referring to Baal Mum. Say that this inclusionary term of every male is L'Rabbah's Tefillah Yom. Maybe it's including the Tefillah Yom. To say that even though he's not fit to do the Chitur, the Zrika, he will get a Chalik in the carbon to eat it that night. Says the Gemara, no, Mestabra Bal Mum Hava L'Rabbah. It's more logical to say that what we're including is the blemish coin. Shekein Eichel. Because it makes sense that he gets a Chalik, because he even eats from the carbon, even right now at this moment, it says, Mina Kaddishim Yeichel. So therefore, although he can't do the Avodah, but therefore he gets a Chalik. And that is the Gemara. No, Adrabba, to the contrary. Tful Yom Havalilir Bui, we should have included someone that was tummy but immersed that day and he's waiting for sundown, because de la urta mechzi chazi. Because when it gets evening time, not only is he fit to eat, he's even fit to do the Avaida, where he could go do the Hekta Chalavim of that carbon itself. So maybe we should say that he's the one that is included over here in getting the Chalik in the carbon. So the Gemara, no, because Hashta Miya Holochazi, at this moment, he's not fit not to do the Avodah and not even to eat. And therefore, if we're talking about who's getting the division, we'd rather include the Baal Mum, who is at least fit to eat it right now, than the Tefillah Yom, who's not fit for anything, although he'll be fit for everything later on in the evening. Rabbi Yosef Amar, he gives a different interpretation, says you cannot say that this Ribui is including the Tefillah Yom, that he gets a portion of the Karbanos. Why? Because he says, Mechti, let's see, we already established before, as Rosh Lakish said, Ma'yachalena, what does this pasuk mean when it says that the Kain HaMachati Oysa Yachalena? We said, it doesn't mean that he'll eat it. It means Yachalikana, he's the one that's going to get a portion in the carbon. Now, but if that's the case, like Rosh Lakish had said, it must be talking about not Yachalena, but Yachalikana, then Lichter Brechman Yachalikana, then Derek should have written that word, should have said, whoever's fit to do the Avodah will get the Chalik. Ma'yachalena, why does it use the word of will eat it? Shema Minah, obviously we could infer from there that ro la'achila, because whoever's fit to eat it, like a Bamum, that's Chaylik, he's the one that's going to get a portion. Even though he's not literally able to do the Mechati Oysa, but he's included from the other Riboy, but it has to be at least that he's fit to eat, and that's why regarding Yechalikana we use the word Yechalena. Sheina ro la'achila in the Chaylik, but if someone's not fit to even eat, like a Tefillah Yom, forget about doing the Avodah, he can't even eat, then in the Chaylik he's not going to get a portion in the carbon. A related discussion by Rish Lakish. He had the following question. Baal Mum v'hu tamei, a kohen that's not only blemished, but he's tamei that day. Ma'u she'chalkula, what's the halacha? Does he still get a chalik in that day's karbanos? What's the question? So the Gemara explains. Ki even lo'ichazi, since, do we say that since he's never fit to do the avodah, to do, like we said, hamachatos, to do the chita, the spraying of the blood, even before he became tamei. And yet, like we just said before, Rahman the Rabbi, the Torah includes in that he's still going to get a portion in the carbon. So therefore, we would say, okay, Leishna, so now it doesn't make any difference. Mali Tami Mali Baal Mum. What's the difference when he was only a blemished Kayan? And what's the difference when he's blemished and he has Tumah? Still, either way, already in the beginning, before he was Tami, he was not fit to be the Mechate, to do the Avodah, and yet still we said he gets a portion in the carbon. So now also that he's Tami, so big deal. What about Tami? He can't do the Avodah? Baal Mum already was not able to do the Avodah. And therefore, and even so, he was able to get a portion, so too now. Oydimo, maybe we would say that no. Ro la'achila chaylik, like we wrote before, that's why in the previous answer we said that we include the Baal Mum over Tefillah Yom. Because at least a Baal Mum is at least fit to eat. That's why he gets a portion. She'ena ro la'achila ena chaylik, but he's not fit to eat because he's Tami, maybe he's not going to get a chaylik, even though we included the Baal Mum, but when he's Tami too, maybe then he's not going to get a portion. So I'm a rabbi, he says, Toshima, let's bring a right from the following Bryce. The Bryce says, Kohen Gadol Makrev Oinon. The Kohen Gadol, that even if he lost his father, his mother, Loileno, on that day, still he could do that void in the Beis HaMikdash as an Oinon. Like the Pasuk says in Shemesh Chafalav, it says, La'av v'le'ima lo yitama, he should not make himself impure by coming in contact with his dead mother or his father. U'men HaMikdash li'yitze, he should not leave the temple. He doesn't have to leave the Beis HaMikdash on the day that his parents passed away, because doing that void in that state is not machal, does not desecrate the void. Now the inference, however, is, but a kohen hedyud that would not leave the Beis HaMikdash would be mechalal. But a kohen gadol could do the avodah as an oinon. However, ve'ena oichel, but he does not eat the karbanos that he brings that day. Ve'ena chaylik lechel be'erev, and not only that, he doesn't even have a portion in that these karbanos to eat in the evening when he's already going to be done with his aninus, because aninus is on only on the day that his close relative passed away, and the evening it's already past that. And even though then he might technically be permitted to eat, still he's not going to go ahead and divide the meat to eat it in the evening. So you see that even though regarding the Kohen Gadol, he is called HaKohen HaMechate Oisa, because he does do the Avodah, even so, he's not going to get a portion in that day's Karbanos to eat in the evening. Why? And this is the proof of the Gemara, because the primary apportioning of the parts of the Karbanos is contingent on the ability of the Kohen to eat it. from the fact that, like we said, why is it used the term yechalen if it means yechalkeno? Obviously, it's because one has to be able to eat. And therefore, the one who wants you to bring a proof from a Baal Mum, that, what I mean, even before he became Tummy, he still got a portion, even though he's not fit to do Hamachata, he said to do the Avoida. So from that same reason, you should include even after he becomes Tummy, and that says the Gemara, no, it's not a proof. Because the primary element is not about doing the Avoida, it's about being able to eat it, and not about being able to do the Chitui. So Shema Minah, Ro L'Achila Bin, obviously it has to be that you're fit to be able to eat Shema Minah, and therefore, the Baal Mum, before he became Tummy, he was fit to eat. So that's when we include him. But once he's Tameh, you're right, even though he was always not fit to do the Avodah, now that he cannot even eat it because he's Tameh, he's not going to get a portion in the Karbanos. Similarly, with the same type of answer, the Gemara says, Boy Rav Oishir. Rav Oishir asked, Tameh b'Karbanos Tzibur. A kind that's Tameh in regards to a Karban Tzibur. Mahu Sheikhalkuli, what's the halacha? Does that kayin get a portion of the carbon tzibur to eat in the evening? Meaning, the case that we're talking about is that this carbon tzibur, a carbon tamid is a carbon tzibur, musa, all these carbons that the tzibur brings, which we're talking about that the kahanim that did the avodah are tahar. But we're asking regarding the kayin that's tamay, does he get a portion of that carbon to eat it in the evening when he's going to be tar? What's the question? So the Gemara explains. Mir, meaning, do we say, Hamachati Amrachman? The Torah says, who gets a portion in the carbon? The one that could do the avodah. Like we said, Ro Lechitoy. This kayin, although he's tamei, is also fit to do the chitei to do the avodah because a carbon tzibur is doicher, it overrides the laws of tamei. A kayin that's tamei could technically do the avodah by a carbon tzibur, so therefore he should get a portion. Dilma, maybe no. Like we said, that's the other side of the coin. Like we said, the terminology used in Yechalkenu, is it says Yechalen in the Torah. To get a portion, you have to be fit to eat. A kohen that's tummy is not fit to eat, is not going to get a portion. So again, but the question is only if a kohen that was tar ended up doing the avodah. We want to know regarding the other kohen in that mishmer, whose tummy does he get a portion. But if we were talking about that actually the carbon tzibur, which is allowed to be done by a tummy, was done by a kohen tummy, that wouldn't be a question at all, because those carbons are not even eaten at all. As the Gemara says, M'sachim daf ayin vav mabez, although a carbon tzibur could be brought in the state of tuma, but then it's not going to be eaten. But the question is regarding when it's brought by a kohen tahar, what does the kohen tummy get a portion or not? I'm Ravina, he says, Toshima from that same brisa. Says, kohen go the makab oinen. Kohen go the can do the avodah as oinen. But ve'ena oichel, does not eat the meat of the carbon. And not even ve'ena chelik lechel erev, he doesn't even get a portion to eat in the evening when he's done with his aninas. Shema minoah, what we can infer from that is because roi lechil binen. Although he's hamachate, he could do the avodah, but since he can't eat, so he doesn't get a portion. Shema minoah, the primary element is being able to eat. And therefore, this kohen that's tamei, although he'd be able to do the avodah, but since he can't eat it, he's not going to get a chalukah either to eat in the evening when he's going to be tar. Now the Mishnah said, Einin Nogea. The Einin, the one who lost his close relative, one of his close seven relatives on that day, is allowed to touch Kachem, but Ve'ina Makrif, but he's not allowed to do the Avodah. In other words, even though he's not Tamei, but the law of Aninus prohibits him from doing the Avodah, even though he could touch the carbon because he's not Tamei. On that is the Gemara, Einin Nogea. Is that really so that the Einin is allowed to touch Kachem? But for a minute, there seems to be a contradiction from our Mishnah to Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga. The Mishnah there says over there, Einin Mechusi Gipurim. Someone who's lacking atonement, so he's, although he already had Tevila, he had Harish Amish, but there's still some type of a rabbinic limitation, there's still some type of a halacha regarding Kachim that we say that he's not fully tar until he brings his carbon, and an Einin, who lost his close relative, Tzrichin Tevila LaKadosh, they need to have immersion to be able to have Kachim. So you see that he cannot touch Kachim, because we consider him, maybe rabbinically on some level, we consider him Tamei, and therefore he cannot come in contact with Kachim. So how does that Mishnah say that Einin could be Negeya? So Amr Bambi Amr Yechon, this is Lekash, it's not difficulty. Khan, our Mishnah that says that the Einin could touch Kachim is Bishatovel. It's where on that day, when he was in Einin, when he lost his relative, he went and he immersed himself in the mikvah. Now, that immersion does not require sundown, because it's only rabbinic ordinance to protect the halachas of Kachim, but biblically he's not tamid. There's nothing wrong with Einin touching Kachim. But regarding this rabbinic halacha, like it says in the Mishnah Chagiga, that he's not allowed to touch Kachim until he immerses, our Mishnah is talking about when he already immersed. Kan, Mishnah Leitov, the Mishnah Chagiga is from when he didn't immerse, and therefore Einin is not allowed to touch, and you have to have Tvila. Our Mishnah says that he could touch, meaning even though he's still an Einin, but since he immersed, he's allowed to touch. And that is the Gemara, but v'chitava mayhava. Even if the Einin immersed, what does it help? How does the Mishnah say he could touch Kachim? Ha-hadra le'aninas. Even if he immerses, his aninus comes right back. Dama Rabba Bar Avuna, he says, Einin Shetavel. He says, an Einin that immersed himself that day, because aninus is not less than one day, as the Pasuk says, as the Gemara might cut in Chafal from a mouth, brings of Achris, it came out, the end is like a bitter day, meaning referring to the day of the death. His aninus comes right back. So whatever limitation we give on aninus, what does help if he tevels, is coming right back. So how can you say that's an interpretation of our Mishnah? If there is such a rabbinic halacha, tevilah shouldn't help. So the Gemara, rather, you're right. Loi kasha. No, we have a different answer to resolve the contradiction. Ha, the Mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga that requires the aninus to have a tevilah, to immerse himself in the mikvah, before coming with in contact with kachim, is the asach adaite, is where the Kohen had already removed his consciousness from protecting his body from tumah, because he says, hey, anyways, I'm forbidden to partake from kachim today because he's an einin. So since he removed his consciousness of trying to stay tar, so you say, so very likely you became tumah. So therefore we're going to require you to do a tevilah to be able to come in contact with kachim. Our Mishnah was talking about, yeah, even though he's not allowed to partake of kachem and eat it, but he was not Masiach Das, he did not remove his consciousness from remaining tahar, and therefore he's allowed to touch kachem. On that is the Gemara. If that's the case, that's how you're interpreting the Mishnah Masiach Chagiga, Hesach Das, you're saying because he was Masiach Das, he didn't think about remaining tahar, but then Shlishi Ushvi, but it shouldn't be enough that he should just be able to immerse himself in the mikvah, and that's it, and be able to go ahead and touch kachem. He should require 7 days of purification by being purifying himself from the paraduma ashes on day 3 and day 7. Because the Amr B'Yistoy B'Reb Mas and Amr B'Yechon, he says, Hes Chadas, if someone was Masih Hes Das, Tzar Chazar Shlishi Shvi, we have to suspect that maybe he came in contact with something like a mess that made him tummy for 7 days, that he has to purify himself in the paraduma ashes day 3 and day 7. And then, therefore, it wouldn't be enough if you're saying that the Mishnah Chagig is to Hes Chadas with just a tevilah. So says the Gemara, no, loikash is not difficult. Because, this halacha of Rabbi Yistoy, in the name of Rabbi Yechonam, it says you would have to have a 7-day purification process, is that the asach daiti mitzmei mes, where he removed his consciousness even from becoming tamei from a dead person, which that would make him into avatuma, which would then require him a purification of 7 days. What we're saying in the Mishnah Chagiga is the asach daiti mitmei sheretz. He's only removing his consciousness from becoming tummy from a sheretz, which would only make him tummy for 1 day. And that's why it would only require tevila, would not require him to wait 7 days. But that's Gemara, tmei sheretz? You're saying that, but at least in the Mishnah Chagiga, he wasn't conscious to be careful not to become in contact with a dead sheretz? But tummy mal yahu, that's a bona fide tumma, and harav shemesh bay. That's not just a rabbinic tumma that you're saying, okay, would require tefillah and that would be enough to go out and touch kachim. That would require sundown, and not just tefillah. Void, moreover, if that was the case that he's could possibly, and we have to suspect it became tummy from a sheretz, then that fill a trumanami. Then even in regards to coming in contact with truma, it should require tevila, because you're not allowed to make truma either tummy. So why does the Mishnah say over there in Chagiga that you only need tevila for kachim and not for truma, if you're talking about that maybe became tummy from a sheretz? So rather, Amr B'Yirmiyah, he qualifies this a little bit more. He says, no, it's Ba'imr, it's Toma, where the person says, Nishmarti midava hametameni, I protected myself, I was careful to not become tummy from a biblical tumma, something that would make me tummy, which would require hair of shemesh sundown, meaning he's not even coming in contact with a sheretz, but v'loy nishmarti midava ha-paislami. But I was not careful not to come in contact with something that would make me invalid to eat kachim in a rabbinic level, which that does not require sundown. It's just a rabbinic type of a limitation, because then that's why there's a difference between, to answer the first question, that we're saying that he's not going to require sundown, because sundown is only regarding biblical. But regarding the rabbinic tumas, that's enough just with tevila. And additionally, to answer the second question, well then why doesn't it apply to truma? Is because regarding truma, you can say that he says I wasn't protecting myself from something that would invalidate me from truma, meaning not even regarding mitami, but just to become puzzle, because actually an einin is permitted to partake of truma, like the Gemara says in Yivamas, and therefore he would not be Masiach Hes Das. Although that ultimately the Gemara rejects this answer, does not retain this in the conclusion, but that's what the Gemara was answering right now at this point, to answer both questions, where from something that's being metamehim, no, of course, not becoming tamay, doesn't require sundown, and therefore it's only something that regarding would make him puzzle. And regarding puzzle, well, again, that wouldn't be something that would require Harav Shemesh, and therefore wouldn't apply to Truma either, because he's actually permitted to partake of Truma when he's a Einin, and therefore he would be careful for something invalidating him from eating Truma. However, on this answer, the Gemara asks, Omika Nitirusa Lapalga, is there really such a thing that he was careful for certain types of tumas, but not for other types of like rabbinic tumas, which would make him puzzle? And that's the Gemara. And yes, we do find such a precedence of Atani, like we learned in the Braisa. Ideo hasal al reisha. If someone had a basket on his head, as a katin tamad base, umagrefa betoicha, and in the basket he had a shovel, one of these types of metal utensils that has a wide top, and it was used to separate those cakes of dried figs together to pull apart pieces. Vamar, and the person says, libi al asal. My heart, my thought was always regarding the basket. I was protecting it that it doesn't become tummy. But ve'ein libi al magrefa, but I was not thinking about the shovel. I don't know, maybe some tumah did touch the shovel. Says the halacha, hasal tar v'magrefa tumeya. So the basket is going to be tar because he protected it with his consciousness, but the shovel is tummy. Now, on that the question is, v'titame magrefa lasal. But why don't we say that the shovel makes the basket tummy? So you're saying that, okay, so the shovel's tummy. So then that should transmit tummy to the basket. Why are you saying the basket's tar? Says the Gemara, ain't klimatomically. No, because a vessel does not make another vessel tummy. Where we're assuming here that we're talking about only an avatama that then touched the shovel, which made into a rishon, and the kli could not become tummy from a rishon, only from an avatama. But the question is, but v'titami masha b'teiche. Okay, so it's not going to be tummy the basket itself, because that's a kli, and a kli could only become tummy from a rishon, but the foods, the figs that are inside, could become a sheni. They could contract tumah from a rishon. Let the shovel be metami the figs that are inside. That am a rava, like we're saying regarding the precedence. But imur shemartiyah medava hamatamitz, where the person says, I protected this shovel from something that makes it tummy. Meaning, it's not did not come in contact with an avatama that would make the shovel tummy. And so too, even from rabbinic tumas, that would be metame the shovel, like liquids, which rabbinically are, although they're not really avatumah, the rabbonin consider like an avatumah, which would be metame the shovel, and then there would be metame chul netrumah. So and that's Rava saying no, because the person says, I did protect the shovel from something that would make it tummy. But v'leshmartiyah medava ha-poisla, but I did not protect it from something that would invalidate it regarding becoming tummy to chul netrumah. Meaning, we do consider it tummy, like we said, that the shovel is going to be tummy. Why is it tummy? Meaning, because in regards to kachim, it is going to be considered that it could invalidate it on a fourth level of tumma like kachim, which is more severe. It could be mitami kachim. So therefore, the shovel is going to be tummy. But the figs inside, that regarding that, it cannot make it into a rishon or torasheni or torshlishi. It cannot make it kachim, which is even more severe, can make it into revi. That it will make it pus. It will make it tummy the kachim. But regarding that, he protected it, and therefore we see that there's such a precedence as we see. You have to say the halacha regarding this hasal tov amagreva tmeya and the difference between the shovel and the food inside. It's because he did protect the shovel, at least not to become tummy that could then contract it and pass on the tumma to the food inside. Although it did possibly become tummy for somebody that can make it puzzle like into a shlishi and then make it the kachim problematic. So therefore, again, that's the same thing what we're saying this answer before. But, says the Gemara, egalgal milsa. This contradiction that we had posed between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Pesach Chagiga, if an onion is permitted to touch, to permit to touch kachim, which we had to give this contrived answer that we said before, that it would be something that a halfway protection that was protected from something and not for other things. So on that says the Gemara that this halacha devolved umatoyle kamedir of Abba Mamal until it came in front of Rabba Mamal. On that on Malahem, he said to them, what's the difficulty? Didn't you hear of this teaching of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi that we can then compare to our halacha? Ha'eichel shlisha shel truma. If someone eats a truma, which the lowest level, the most that it could devolve the tumah of truma, which a dead person is a viavis a tumah, someone who touches a dead person is a avatumah, it goes from grandfather, father, child, secondary, tertiary, it goes, keeps on going down. The lowest that truma could be is what's called a shlishi for truma. So this halacha is either talking about that the truma is a shlishi or what's called chulin shenaso a taharis truma, unconsecrated produce that was made on the same level of sanctity as, of purity as truma. So the halacha is asur lachol. One is forbidden to eat. The kohen cannot eat he cannot eat truma if he ate the shlishi of truma. But a mutaliga, but he's allowed to touch truma. Why? Because when a kohen eats a truma that's a shlishi, there's a rabbinic law that he's considered like the food that he ate. So he is tamei on some level, just like a shlishim truma is tamei. So he's also tamei to not be able to eat truma. But he's allowed to touch truma, because really, he's not really tamei, it's only rabbinically. So Alma, but one thing says, Rebaba b'mamal, that we see, b'achila over drabban amala. It's only regarding the consumption of truma that they made this mila. B'negila over drabban amala, but regarding touching truma, they didn't say that he's considered tamei to make these levels of tahara regarding truma. So too, he says, you could say the same thing regarding our contradiction regarding an einin. This that the Mishnah says in Chagiga that the einin needs to have tvila is talking about eating kachim. That's where we said that he has to be a tivel beforehand. But regarding touching, that, like our Mishnah says, he does not have to immerse because there's a difference between touching and between eating. And therefore, we don't have to say the answer the Gemara said in Omen Alv, which would be more difficult regarding what we said that it's that, like Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that I protected myself from something that makes me tummy, but not regarding something that makes me puzzle. You could say such an answer, which would then resolve the question that we said regarding all the different things that there is told about where he's Masiach Das, and here's told about where he wasn't Masiach Das in our Mishnah, but it's Hesach Das only regarding requiring Tevila, which would only be rabbinic. But in that sort of bad mama, you don't have to say that, because you could say a very simple answer. That Mishnah is talking about eating, and regarding that, we do make a certain stringency and require him to go ahead and immerse himself in our Mishnah that doesn't require tefillah regarding touching kachim. Now the Gemara continues and says, our Mishnah said that an einin is ve'ein chaylik lechel. He does not get any portion to divide to eat at the evening when he's done with his aninus. He cannot get a portion to eat at night. Now on that as the Gemara, it sounds like miflig hu delei palik. Okay, so he doesn't get a portion, but v'chi mezamnile, it sounds like, if let's say his friend, his brother, who that was to have, but some relative that's there in his mishmer who did get from the portion of that day's kachim, invites him to eat. It sounds like the nachal he would be able to eat, just doesn't get his own portion. On that, as the Gemara Mina, but there seems to be a contradiction from our Mishnah to our Mishnah Masechem Pesachem Navtzal Alfam Abayis. The Mishnah says regarding an einin, or Mechutz Kippurim, which Rashi says not to have the text of Mechutz Kippurim lacking atonement, because he, as the Mishnah says over there, would not require to wait till the evening. Rather, he just brings his carbon, he immerses himself, and be able to eat in kachim right away, because that's only regarding the halacha Mechutz Kippurim, he's already purified, he just needs to bring the carbon. So therefore, at least the way Rashi says it over here, Mechutz Kippurim would not require this halacha. But at least regarding an einin, the halacha is Taival, he has to immerse himself, as we taught the Mishnah. It says einin needs tefillah for kachim, and for sure regarding eating, as we just answered before. And then he could eat his carbon Pesach in the evening. So though Erev Pesach, he lost his close relative, and he was in einin, but he could immerse himself, and then he could eat his carbon Pesach in the evening. Avoloi b'kachim, but not regarding other karbanas, which the Gemara Pesachim Navtzadi Beis Amarav there explains that the halacha of aninus applies rabbinically on the night following the day when the close relative passed away. Because biblically, aninus is only that one day. Like the Pasuk says, v'achritza kiyamar, as the Pasuk in Amos says, that the end is like a bitter day. But in the next evening, the night after the death, that's rabbinic. Now, regarding the Karban Pesach, the Rabbana did not apply their rabbinic halacha of aninus, which would not allow a person to eat from the carbon, in regards to Karban Pesach, because the Karban Pesach is a karis penalty if one does not have the Karban Pesach. But regarding a kachim, although there's a positive commandment of eating a carbon, they still applied him, midu divrein, they applied the rabbinic injunction of being an einin, and therefore if he's an einin, he cannot eat the meat of the carbon. But one thing we see is that an einin, even in the evening, cannot partake of kachim. Our Mishnah sounds like that the einin does not get a division, does not get a portion, but it could eat in the evening. Here, the Mishnah Pesachim Pesachim sounds like that no, he can't even eat it in the evening. Only Pesach, yeah, but regular carbon, he cannot eat. So I'm reviewing Medifti, he says, Likash, it's not a difficulty. Khan, our Mishnah, that says only that he doesn't get a portion, but sounds like, but if he's invited to eat kachim in the evening, he could eat, is talking about Bepesach, meaning on the night of Pesach, on the night of the 15th of Nisan, that since he's permitted anyways to eat from kachim, meaning regarding to eat the carbon Pesach, as we said, Lohemidu Devrein B'Mokum Karas, so once he's permitted to eat from the carbon of Pesach, he's allowed to eat from other karbanas. Khan, but the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim is Bishar Yom HaShoshana and refers to the other days of the year. As the Gemara explains, Bid Pesach, on the night of the Seder, I did the Achal Pesach, since he's allowed to eat his carbon Pesach, even though it's the night after the person passed away. So Achal Nami Kachim, once he could eat one carbon of Pesach, he's allowed to eat other carbonas. What's known as Migui. B'shayim b'shashana, but the other days of the year, the loy chazi, where he's not fit for anything, there's no Pesach on that night, so loy chazi is not fit for any carbon. And therefore, how do we interpret when the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim says, but other karbanos he cannot eat at the night after his relative passed away? That's not going on the night of Pesach, that even though it's going in that context, but rather, it means, it means, but he cannot partake of kachem the night after his relative passed away, of all the other days of the year. And the way you have to read that Mishnah is, when it says, he immersed himself and he eats his Pesach that evening, and the same thing would apply to all other kachem. But when it says of a leib kachem, it means but not other kachem of other nights of the year. Then he cannot eat the night following because of the rabbinic law of aninus. But our mission that says he is allowed to eat, just doesn't get a portion, is the night of Pesach. Another interpretation of Asher, he says, no, loy kasha, it's not a difficulty. And both Mishnayos are talking about the night of Pesach, and still it's not a question. Because Khan, the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim, is shemesli meis ba'arba asher. His relative died on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, and v'kivri barbas, and he was buried on that day. So therefore, he could eat the carbon Pesach that night, but not other kachim. We don't say this concept of migui, because aninus of the night following the day of the death, rabbinically, is considered einin. So regarding the carbon Pesach, which is kars, that they didn't stop the person. But regarding other kachim, they did. They said, you can't eat the kachim, hemidu divreim. But Khan, our Mishnah, is Shemes Lemes Bishleisha Aser. The person had passed away on the 13th of Nisan. Now, but they weren't able to bury him that day. But covered by Bas, or they buried him on the 14th of Nisan on Erev Pesach. Where Yom Kavura, the day of the burial itself is only rabbinic. Because really the halacha of Aninus is only on the day of the death. Now, although they only buried him the next day, so although they might be Aninus, but it's only rabbinic. And therefore, loy tafas leila midrabanan. So we're not going to make the night after the burial to make a rabbinic aninus if the day itself is only rabbinic. And therefore, that's what our Mishnah was talking about, that yeah, he doesn't get a portion because rabbinically he's an aninus, but the night, of course, he could eat because we're not even going to have a rabbinic aninus because it's only the day after the kvura, not the day after the death. Now the Gemara asks, Man Tana, who's the Tana of the Mishnah Pesachim Pesachim that holds aninus leila midrabanan, who says that the night after the person dies is only rabbinically aninus, but the biblical law of aninus is only during the daytime, and that's why we said that it comes out, we were saying according to everyone, that the Karban Pesach is going to be able to be eaten that night, even though there's aninus on some level, if it's but we said, why is it going to be permitted? Because aninus at the night is only rabbinic, and lohimidu divrei b'makom karas, who is that says that the night is only rabbinic, because if it was deraisa, then you wouldn't be able to eat it, even though there's a Karban Pesach, is Reb Shimoni, the time we learned the Brice, it's actually Machloikis. Aninus, Laila Midivri Taira, Divri Buddha says, actually, the night following the death of the relative is considered an Einin, not just rabbinically, even biblically. As the Gemara later on, the Sugya is going to learn that Reb Yehuda learns that from the Aninus of Aaron and his sons when they lost Nadav and Aviyu. Shimon, he says, no, as we're saying, he's the Tana that we're saying, the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim, Einin, the law of Aninus at the nighttime, is Einim Medivri Torah, Elim Medivri Seifim. It's not a biblical law, it's only rabbinic. And he says, Tehid, you should know. Shari Amru, because they said, and he's quoting that Mishnah Pesachim, and therefore, obviously, he's the one that goes like that, that the halacha was said, Einin Taivul Va'ichles Pesach La'erv. And Einin, who lost his relative that day in the Erev Pesach, he immersed himself and he eats his Pesach in the evening. Avoloi B'Kachim. But not by Kachim. Now, if the law of Aninus of the night following was biblical, then also Karban Pesach shouldn't be able to eat, because that's the law of Aninus. Even though there's a mitzvah or a chiyum, if a person is Einin, he can't eat it. Obviously, it's only rabbinic. On that, as the Gemara, V'savar b'shimen Aninus la'il mirabban, is that really so? You're proving that he's that Tana. Is it so that he holds Aninus of the night following the death is only rabbinic? But B'tanya, learned the Braiser, b'shimen Aymen, he says, Einin, Einin mishaleich karbanos, if someone that's an Einin, cannot have his karbanos brought for him on that day. Meaning, even though, let's say, in the nighttime, it's not going to be the day anymore, still, he cannot send his karbanos to be brought. My lava v'lava Pesach, isn't it even talking about that which karban can't he bring? Any karban, even the karban Pesach. Well, that refutes what you just said before, that he's the Tan that holds that you could eat the karban Pesach that night, because aninus leil midrabanan, obviously he holds his deraisa, because that's why you can't bring the karban Pesach, because it was the Rabbanan, you could have it being sent, and you could eat it that night. Says the Gemara, Lo, no, labar mi Pesach. When we said he cannot have his karban, the sent, I mean, all karbanis besides Pesach, but Pesach, since we said that Lo, he made the divrei makom karis, that then, yes, he could bring his karban Pesach and immerse and eat it that night. But still the Gemara asked. But Ratan, when the Braisa still contradicts Reb Shimon in his own opinion that we're saying. Because Reb Shimon, he says, it says in the Pasuk, Shlam. It calls that karban a Shlam. Why is it called Shlam from the term of being whole? Kishu Shalom, maybe. When a person is whole, he brings it. Veina maybe Kishu Einim, but when he's not whole, when he had a loss, when he's an Einin, when he lost a close relative, then he cannot bring a carbon Shlam. Minayin L'Rabba says, how do we know to include the Taida, the Thanksgiving offering, that also when one is Einin, he cannot bring that carbon? Because he says, Mar Ben Nisai Taida, I include the Taida in that halacha, Shekei Nechelis B'Simcha Kishlam. Because it's also eaten in a state of joy, like the Shlam, meaning that one could fulfill their obligation of bringing for Simchas Yom Tov, what's supposed to be brought a carbon Shlamim, that applies to a Taida just like a Shlamim. Because it applies the term of Simcha, where it says by Vizavach the Shlam Vachalta Sham Besamachta, regarding it says in Dvarim Chavav, when it says you should eat over there and you should rejoice, it says that regarding the Shlam, and the Toid is called Shlam. So therefore one can fulfill his obligation with Simchas Yamda with a carbon Tamid, with a carbon Toid, and therefore we see a Toid is like Shlam, and therefore that's included in this halacha of Shlam that you have to be whole, you can't be an Einin. Minayin L'Rabbis Oila, how do I know to include even the Oila one cannot bring when he's an Einin? I include the Ayla Shekim Bob Benedub and the Dava Kishlam, where it's also similar to Shlam in the sense that it can be brought by a donation or by taking a vow. Minayin L'Rabbis Bechor Meisra Pesach, how do I know to even include the firstborn carbon, the tithe of the animals, and the carbon Pesach that also cannot be brought when the person is in a state of aninus? So it says, Reb Shimon, Marbani Bechor Meisra Pesach, include these three carbonas, Shekim Einim Boin Alchet. They're also similar to Shlamim, where just like a shlam is not brought for a sin, so too these karbanos are not brought for a sin, so they're also similar in the sense you have to be shalom. Minayin L'Rabbis Chatziv Ashim, how do I know to include even the sin and guilt offerings that they also cannot be brought when a person is a einan? Tamalei mezevach, because the pasuk says them as mezevach shlam karbanoi, the word zevach comes to include also other karbanos, even the chatziv and the ashim. Minayin L'Rabbis, how do I know to include even ha'efes, the bird karbanos, v'amnachas, and the flower offerings, v'ayin, and the wine libations, v'eitzim, and when someone donates wood to the Beis HaMikdash, he brings a carbon with it, Falavaina and the frankincense. How do I know regarding all those things also cannot be brought when the person is an Einan? Tamalem, as the Pasuk says over there, Shlamim Karbanai, his carbon, the word Karbanai says, Kol Karbanai Shumevi, every carbon that brings has to be, like we said, Shlamim Kishu Shalim, maybe when he's holy brings it, Veinim maybe Kishu Einan, he does not bring it when he's an Einan. That's the statement from Shimon. But one thing we see is Ketanim Mia Pesach. One thing he was saying that when a person is an Einan, it said clearly he cannot bring the carbon Pesach. In other words, regards to all the other karbanas that said you cannot bring when you're an einan, so we could have said, okay, that is only a rabbinic law that it's aninus. And although that Reb Shimon brings psukim, that's what's known as a smach to be amar, just an allusion to that halacha. And therefore we would have said, okay, we could still understand Reb Shimon's other halacha, that he's allowed to bring his karban pesach and tevil and eat in the evening, because lo hamidu divreim, they did not apply the rabbinic law of aninus of the night, b'makom karis. But since we're mentioning the Karban Pesach, that he's saying it's forbidden to someone as an Einan to bring his Karban Pesach, that contradicts the halacha that he said before, which said, no, you could immerse and eat the Pesach in the evening. Obviously, he's bringing his Karban. So Amar Chazir says, no, Pesach kedid nisva. You're right, Pesach was only incidentally brought along, because it's always usually mentioned when Bechor Ma'is and Pesach, they're very similar as the Mishnah Ezim Mukaimin puts them together. That's what it's mentioned, but you're right, in truth, actually it is permitted for the Einan to bring his Karban Pesach and to immerse and eat it that night, like Reb Shimon said in his previous halach. Or Rav Sheshet Amar, he actually gives a different interpretation to answer the question. He says, my Pesach, what does Reb Shimon mean when he says it's forbidden for the Einan to bring the Karban Pesach? Doesn't mean the Karban Pesach. It means Shalmei Pesach, that which supplements the Karban Pesach, which is when there's a large group of people that are bringing one Karban Pesach, and it's not going to be enough meat to go around to satiate everyone. They bring what's known as the Chagiga that's brought on the 14th of Nisan. That is what we mean by the Pesach. The Shalmei Pesach cannot be brought for Einan, but of course, like Reb Shimon's previous halacha, the Karban Pesach itself is brought because the night anin is only rabbinic, and they're not going to have that rabbinic lov aninus in place of a carbon Pesach, which if one does not bring it, gets the punishment of karas. But that is the Gemara. If that's what Pesach means, ihachi, hain shlam. Well, that's the same thing as a shlam. It's the shalmei Pesach. Why are we mentioning it separately if we already said that the shlam, as the Pasuk talks about explicitly, cannot be brought when he's an einan? Says the Gemara, no, tana shlam haboy machmas Pesach. We wanted to say a shlam that comes because and secondary to the Karban Pesach, but tana shlam haboy machmas asma, and then we also mentioned a shlam that comes by itself. Because the ilay tana shlam haboy machmas Pesach, we had only mentioned the shlam that comes by itself, and not also mention what we mean when we say Pesach, meaning the shalmei Pesach. I would have thought to say that Hoylo Machmas Pesach, since it's coming because of the Karban Pesach, Kugufi the Pesach Dami, it should be considered like the primary what it's coming for, which like the Karban Pesach, which just like the Karban Pesach we said, the Einid could bring because Loi made the rain by Malcolm Kurus. So what's secondary to that, which the Shami Pesach could also be brought even though he's Einid? Kamash Balan, that's what's being the Schadish over here that no, we're learning out from this terminology of Karbanim that. From the similarity of Shlamim, which that they don't come for Chet, so too the Bechor Meiser and Pesach, which means the Shalmei Pesach, is also going to have that same halacha, and therefore it's going to be forbidden, even though it's coming secondary to the Karban Pesach, but again, it's only the Shalmei Pesach, but again, as we said, the Karban Pesach itself, like Reb Shimon's previous halacha, is because he disagrees with Reb Yehuda, and he holds Aninus Laila is only with Rabbanan, and therefore, Lo Yimidi Devarim B'Makom Karus, one would then be allowed to go ahead, and as we said, that was the Mishnah we brought in Pesachim, and so too we resolved it with our Mishnah regarding that, yes, he just cannot get a portion, but he would be able to eat the kachem that night. We said must be talking about Pesach night, because like we said, regarding Pesach night, then he's Taiva Va'echel Pesach L'Arab, because then he could eat, because since there's a penalty of Karis, if he doesn't bring the Karban Pesach, then he would be able to, but you're right, as we said regarding the Mishnah over there, other kachem would be not be permitted, because rabbinically, although biblically it's only Kiyamar, but Reb Shimon does agree that Aninus Laila would be Madrabanan.